K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast starts right now here on this November Tuesday evening, early evening here as it's getting dark here in Kansas City, Missouri. Nice sunset here in Kansas City, Missouri, November 11th, 2025. First time listening to this podcast. Once again, thank you so much for tuning into the latest edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that's football, basketball between the men's and women's, golf between the men's and women's, cross-country, men's, women's, women's volleyball, which we'll get into in a minute, women's soccer, so much more, women's rowing, yes, sir, all that and some, right? Okay, getting right on into it here on this evening edition. I don't know when it's going to come out, obviously, because this week, really, in the next couple weeks, we're going to be locked in on this podcast. It's going to give me the opportunity to really lock in our role. We are locked in as it is already for the podcast, but it gives us an opportunity to do that right there. So if you're not subscribed to this everyday podcast, yes, sir, every single day, y'all know what it is. Y'all make sure y'all do tap into this podcast because we're coming at you daily, whether that is football or women's volleyball right now. Shady Myers, once again, picking up Offensive Player of the Week, announced by the Big 12 earlier today. Third time this year in 2025 that Shaylee Myers has been nominated and picked for Offensive Player of the Week there, as obviously their team was undefeated. Well, we was undefeated there. The big upset over Colorado there. As well, just to recap real quick, because tomorrow night, Shady Myers and company take on 23rd-ranked Baylor, is it, right? I think their ranking is 23rd, I'm not 100% sure. We've been doing a lot of podcasts in the last 3 days or so here for this, providing y'all content. But anyways, yeah, so you go back, we wind back a little bit to last week, undefeated, you beat Cincinnati, and then you upset, swept 20th-ranked Colorado over the weekend, last weekend there, as well. Shady Myers also made history against Colorado, becoming the 20th player in K-State history and the 14th in the rally scoring area to eclipse 1,000 career points, and also achieved that mark as well. Side note, Ava LeGrand, shout out, part of that big three. Anaya Clinton was huge the other night for the Cats there. But yeah, Shady Myers getting to 1,000 career points there. 21 kills, 10 digs against Colorado there as well. And on, well, if you look at the week as a whole for Shaylee, 32 kills, 16 digs, 3 blocks, throwing an ace in there, 35 total points, ranks 4th now in the Big 12. Kills per set, 4.5. Total, and that's, let me see. That's total kills and points per set exactly with 5 there, ending the week right there as well. And then, of course, you go back to the victory over Cincinnati, the season sweep over Cincinnati. Shaylee picked up 21 more kills there as well. And she in some nice company right now, joining, let me see here, 5th all-time with 9 matches with 20 or more kills. That's the entire season up to tomorrow night when they host Baylor. Right now, well, in that moment of time, joined former Wildcats Shawnee Call, who played for K-State back in 1986, 87, and our girl Aura, one of the legends to play, to put on that volleyball uniform. That's Aaliyah Carter, 2024, there as well. And her team, Shaylee's team, obviously K-State, did receive votes in the latest AVCA Coaches Poll, Top 25 poll. They will kick off a huge stretch there. Well, obviously, they did that last week. And with, well, no offense to Cincinnati, though, with that win. Colorado, you upset them. Can you upset 24? Baylor's ranked 21 in the country. Baylor, 21st ranked in the country tomorrow night going down. Can you take them down? Because, again, you had your opportunities in Waco to do that. Missed opportunities there because that could have, that obviously, you circled that one as one of the winnable games from the year. Missed opportunities there. And then, of course, huge. And we just got, well, I just got notification an hour ago, or saw it on social anyways, that the KU show, Dylan Sunflower Showdown, KU coming back to Manhattan, which when we be upset, KU, they're ranked number 13th in the country. 14th, I'm pretty sure either 13th or 14th. Same damn thing. We upset them in Lawrence. Now you get them in your own building, it's going to be sold out. That was announced earlier today as well. So that's a no-brainer. That's a no-brainer right there. So, I'm actually, speaking of which, since the schedule's kind of open, we'll see. We'll see how the rest of the week goes. Because I might venture out a little bit. We'll see about that, obviously, as we continue on with November. But, yeah, KU, that game is... And we're kind of doing kind of a little mini preview, if you will, of the week. So tomorrow night, Baylor. And then, of course, Saturday matinee, 1 o'clock, Kansas, K-State going down in Morgan Family Arena, sold out. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, y'all be looking at your chops. You're a K-State fan. That atmosphere is going to be something there as K-State will look for the season sweep on Kansas. Baylor record for tomorrow night. 14-8, 9-5 in Big 12 play, and of course, the Jayhawks 19-8. So since then, KU has stepped it up a little bit. 19-8, 10-3 in Big 12 play here as well. Hold up. This is the Pro Partial Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. Eddie Greer III here on this edition of this podcast. Shaylee Myers getting her third nod. Let's try to type and talk at the same time. Third nominee, earning Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year here for Kansas State. And I just tapped in to the standings right now. So Baylor ahead of you, 9-5. They're fifth right now, all alone. Kansas is tied for second in the conference, 10-3, with, of course, the team that K-State just beat over the weekend and upset Colorado. So there's that, and all alone first place, Arizona State. And then your K-State Wildcats sitting there in eighth place right now, 14-7, 7-6, heading into another big time week for volleyball for head coach Jason Mansfield, Shaylee Myers, and company as they look to even enrich that resume even more this week. So a golden opportunity for this team to even add more to the plate there, as obviously you have the NCAAs later on. I don't know when that's going to be, but okay, for Kansas State, you have an opportunity right there in front of you to add on some more upset hardware. So we'll see what happens tomorrow night. Baylor goes down. Not goes down yet, but Baylor going down. The match, both matches, Morgan Family Arena, part of that. And actually, KU's going to end that four-match home game stretch there for K-State tomorrow night on the volleyball side there as well. So all kicks off with Baylor tomorrow night, followed by the big-time showdown with Kansas, K-State, Women's Volleyball Edition of the Dylan Sunflower Showdown, Part 2, the Pro Boxer Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. You can get it. Our podcast found free and available daily. We're having a chance to record Kansas State content. iTunes, Spotify, you know what it is. All Things K-State Sports. Again, you're not tapped into this podcast. We're coming at you every day, including the holidays, Christmas. In the past, we had at least one episode on Christmas, one on Thanksgiving. We'll more than likely do the same thing as well here as we continue to close in on the end of 2025. So you want to make sure you're tapped into this podcast. Number two, and this might have an opportunity to go on the Podbean app tomorrow. Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D, Idea Apostles Podcast. That is G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D, Idea Apostles Podcast. For more bonus coverage over there, and might even record an episode tomorrow. How about that? And of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about the Pearl Project Podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another Women's Volleyball episode edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Go Cats.